When the city went to a vote on the water treatment plant, the voters approved the rate increases to help pay for the plant. So we had proposed 5 years of 8% increases to fund paying off the infrastructure costs of building and operating the plant. We incorporated 8% increases for 4 years, and our cash reserves at that point we felt were strong enough that we didn't need to do that fifth year of 8% increases. So we held the line on that one, and that's why we're able to have a 0% increase in 2023. So looking back, we've tried to keep our costs down, and I think that's reflected well in the fact that we've been able to go 5 or 6 years without rate increases in at least two of our utilities.